Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Yes, even after 2,000 years, Christmas still has the power to lift us up, to bring us together, to change lives, to change the world. The Christmas story is at the heart of the Christmas.
Christmas is Christmas is Christmas is Christmas.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Jim Jordan, you know, this is a pretty sordid Christmas story about this Mike Lee's amendment going down. As Chuck Schumer pulls aside two supposedly independent people, and God knows what he gave them.
A choo-choo. I've always wanted one.
I look forward to spanking each and every single one of you at the new esteemed dungeon. You are dismissed.
So if you showed up on the floor of the House of Representatives wearing a sweatshirt and said that, what kind of response do you think you would get?
Okay, thank you. And happy holidays to you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
This is the last hour of the last show of the Howie Carr Show before Christmas, and I won't be back until after the new year, after this hour. And we like to thank all of our listeners and viewers and readers and everybody and shoppers. All of our supporters who make the show, the Howie Carr Radio Network, a success all year long, and we like to give something back. I know that's a cliche, and but it's true. We do want to just give back a little something. And this last hour, we want to do a charity hour, and give $100 to everybody who calls in from a 501c3 charity. A certified charity, and just make your little pitch, and you'll get, in all likelihood, you're going to be getting $100. And the sponsor, the co-sponsor with the Howie Carr Radio Network, is GiveSendGo, the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. Take a look at their site and see all the wonderful opportunities to help those in need. Check them out right now at GiveSendGo.com. You can raise more money at GiveSendGo.com. That's GiveSendGo.com. And joining me to he'll be signing off on this. I have no doubt. Jacob Wells. He's the co-founder and the CFO of GiveSendGo. Jacob, thanks so much for taking part in this event with us. We love doing it every year, and Tell us why people should use GiveSendGo to raise money.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. The non-political correct version. Merry Christmas. So GiveSendGo has a special mission to be givers ourselves. So I think this is one of the ways that really sets us apart from other crowdfunding platforms is we give back ourselves. Not only do we give back as a platform, and what I mean by that is as campaigns come on to GiveSendGo and they begin raising money for the things that are near and dear to them, we actually, out of the revenue that we generate as a company, we let our employees give back out of those proceeds back to campaigns on the site. So that's huge. You might just find that you've set up a campaign on GiveSendGo and $500, $1,000 appears in your crowdfunding campaign from GiveSendGo itself, just because we love to give back that much. We do this all the time throughout the year because we believe in generosity, we believe in giving. And beyond that, we set up something super cool this past year, which was our Giver Army, which is inviting people from all over the world to join with us in giving to people that they don't know. So we now have thousands of people in our Giver Army that have signed up for a year to just give to campaigns of people that they don't know. So they come on monthly, they get an alert, and they go to campaigns and they just click on it and say, hey, I want to give my monthly 5, 10, 20, 100 bucks. And so that Giver Army is another way that pushes our platform way beyond what other platforms are doing as far as just having a generosity spirit in our platform. So all reasons to use GiveSendGo over any other platform.
All right, Jacob, we appreciate GiveSendGo.com. Check them out online if you've got something you want to raise money for, whatever. And it's doesn't have no. There's no political litmus test, unlike some other places
right.
that we all know. So, you ready to start giving away some money here, Jacob Wells?
I'm game. Been born ready for this.
All right. So this is if you know, and you don't have to make much of a pitch. We're easy here. It's almost Christmas Eve. We're in the Yuletide mood. We haven't had any eggnog, but we're willing to do the right thing here. So you don't have to go on and on. All right, Doug, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Doug. Well, who do you want us to give some money to?
Thank you, Howie. I'm honored to be the first one here. I'm a participant on a regular basis each year in the Jimmy Fund Walk. I've been doing the full 26 miles for the past 10 years. My sister's been doing it for over 29. We have raised over $40,000 in the last couple of years, and I do it mostly in honor of my wife, who I passed away from brain cancer 12 years ago.
All right, Doug, the Howie Carr Radio Network is in for $100, and Give, Send, Go. Are you guys in, Jacob?
100%. So happy to just support this fund for you, Doug.
Okay, Doug, hold on and give us your information, and you'll be getting the checks. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go.
Hi, Howie. Hi, Jacob. Thank you so much for doing this. I would like a donation to go to a wonderful organization called the Needs World Class Service Dogs, and they're in Princeton, Massachusetts. And since 1976, they've been training service dogs for people who are deaf or who have disabilities, for veterans with PTSD, and for autistic children. They have a 98% rating with the Charity Navigator. And they're just a fantastic organization. And they have two graduations a year. And they just do a fantastic job, and I'd love to see them get a donation.
How long do you have to train them for, Mary, the dogs?
I don't do the training, but I'm not really sure exactly how long it takes. But they they have two ways of doing it. The dogs are trained during the week with a prison. Prison inmates inside the prison do basic obedience training, and they also, and then on weekends, they have volunteers who take the dogs into their homes and take them around the community to socialize them. They go to hospitals, shopping to make sure the dog is out there, out and about in society, meeting everybody and encountering all kinds of different situations that they would do.
Sounds good, Mary. Give us the name one more time.
It's called the Needs, and that's spelled N as in Nancy, EADS.
Yeah.
World Class Service Dogs.
Great. We're in. Are you in, Jacob?
Anything for the veterans. You know, I love service dogs and what they do with veterans and working through some of the PTSD.
All right. Thanks, Mary. We appreciate it. Sam, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Sam.
Hi, Howie. Hi, Jake. Thank you so much again for doing this. My charity is called Teen Challenge. It's for helping young men and young women that's struggling with alcohol and drugs. And, you know, the terrible problems with fentanyl, and they're actually saving lives. And they're right here in our neighborhood in Brockton, Massachusetts. And I just would put a petition out that you would try to help them out.
Okay, Sam. We're in for it. Thank you very much, Sam. You're going to get the checks from us. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. the best crowd fundraising site that's out there. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Howie. Hi, Jacob. And hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Howie and Jacob, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Freeze Brothers Big Band. We've been around for starting our 41st year. We're based in Concord, New Hampshire. We're all music educators and volunteers, but we donate our time and our talents to all of our performance fees go to a charity, a 501c3, that funds a scholarship fund for deserving New Hampshire music students. We send them to music camps. And like I said, 100% of our proceeds goes towards this very, very important charity that keeps music education alive and well, and really benefits some very deserving and talented music students.
You do what? Duke Ellington, Glenn Miller,
we
tunes
do
like that.
Big band favorites. We do all the standard American songbook big band repertoire, as well as the big band takes on a lot of. Modern tunes. We just did our big Christmas show. We do a big band Christmas every year. We're playing the LaBelle Winery New Year's Eve celebration this Saturday night. So we got a lot going on. It's our final performance of the year. But we pick it up again in April when we do a whole Music in the Schools program.
All right, Scott. You're in. We're in
awesome.
On this.
Sounds
thank
good.
You. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back if you want to get on board. This is the Charity Hour with Give, Send, Go, the best crowd fundraising site. As long as you've got a 501c3, you can get $100 from the Howie Carr Radio Network and also $100 from Give, Send, Go. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty. Not guilty.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30 on The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of The Howie Carr Show is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Enjoy new fall specials that include cider brine pork chop with apple bacon jam. To find the location nearest you, go to 110grill.com.
School boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of these is your favorite Joe Biden tall tale? He was a coal miner. He was arrested with Nelson Mandela. He once hit a 368-foot home run. He knew nothing of Hunter's business. He survived a major fire in his house. He grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood, or he kicked Corn Pop's ass.
I'm still sticking with Corn Pop's 20, ass.
24% say Corn Pop. 57% say his son's business dealings.
We could have had 50 entries if we'd had room for that. Anyway, okay, 844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Charity Hour, Howie Carr Show Charity Hour. And with me is Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go, the best crowdfunding site there is for all your fundraising needs. And if we like your pitch, and we're going to like your pitch. We will send $100 each from me, from our show, and from Give, Send, Go to your charity, your 501c3 charity. Ernie Bach Jr.? Ernie, what organization are you representing today, Ernie?
I am representing Music Drives Us. It's a foundation that I started 16 years ago. You can go to musicdrivesus.org, and we try to, when I say try, we try extremely hard. We've never succeeded because there's so much need that I think I could be doing it for 100 years and we won't finish the job. But we try to keep music in the schools by providing instruments and sometimes teachers, facilities. We're really, really trying to make a difference.
Well, that's great, Ernie. You know, and I know you got a lot of money, but I always wanted to give some money to a billionaire's organization. So I like what you do, and I like music in the schools. I like music everywhere. So I'm happy to send some money to Music Drives Us.
We just had we have a yearly concert in December to raise money, and we had Peter Wolf and the Midnight Travelers play for us. We sold out crowd at my hangar in Norwood. It was very successful. People really enjoyed it. And all the last, 2.5 years because of that little problem that
right.
was caused by, we don't have to say by who, with really, I had to go dormant for like almost a year and a half. So we're kind of just getting yeah. back, having people together and doing projects and funding. And if anybody needs a grant, they can go to musicdrivesus.org, and if it hits our criteria, we will grant them money.
Great. And we're granting you some money, too. Right, Jacob?
100%. On board.
All right, Ernie. You, Merry Jacob. Christmas.
And thank you, Howie. Merry Christmas. See
ya. Merry Christmas.
All right. Drew, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, thank you, Howie and Jacob. I'm calling with my favorite charity, Mass Vesta Dog. It's a nonprofit raising money for police canines in Massachusetts. We buy.
I think I know equipment. You, Drew, don't I?
You do. We put out a calendar every
yeah.
year. I've been to many of your shows.
The Cape Gunworks. Yeah.
Cape Gunworks. I was at your first birthday party.
Yeah, that's you have a great organization.
Yeah, we've been doing this for over 20 years, and it's extremely rewarding. It's mavestadog.org and Mass Vesta Dog, and we'd appreciate any help people could give us.
You want to get on Give, Send, Go, because you have a great organization. Those calendars you have are fantastic. People love those calendars. I know I love those calendars. They got a new police dog every month. We're gonna get you some money there, Drew. Thank you, and think about Give, Send, Go. So anybody can get a lot of pets. Pet surgery or pet organizations like this are on Give, Send, Go, aren't they? Aren't they, Jacob?
There's tons of them. I mean, we have lots of campaigns for pets, for pet organizations, for animal rescue, all of these types of things. So hop on, set up a campaign. We'd love to see that take off.
Okay, and they go to givesendgo.com if they want to find out more.
Yep.
Katie, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Katie.
Thank you, Howie, and thank you, Mr. Wells, and to Give, Send, Go for doing this. I'm calling on behalf of the Center of Addiction and Faith, which is at addictionandfaith.com, and their mission is to address the issue of addiction across this country by helping to provide faith communities with the resources and education that really the life-saving tools that are needed to serve the members within those communities who might be struggling with substance abuse and other addictions like we know so many are, really connecting the dots, as it were, between the folks who might be attending the meetings downstairs in the church with those ministering them upstairs. And they have a robust set of resources on the website and an annual conference that really just a unique way to serve so many who are struggling, as we know.
Okay, what's your website, Kate? Quickly.
It's addictionandfaith.com.
Addictionandfaith.com. You're in, Katie. Thank you very much. And Jacob Wells, where do people go if they want to learn more about your organization?
Three simple words: give, send, go.
Give, send, go. All right, we'll be right back as we continue the Charity Hour. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Howie Carr Show annual Charity Hour on the last hour before Christmas continues now. And our co-sponsor this year is Give, Send, Go. It's the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. No litmus tests. You can A lot of these groups that are calling in, they could, I think they would do very well on Give, Send, Go, wouldn't they, Jacob Wells?
They would do great, and since we're past half the hour, I don't know, when I felt like I was going to be giving away a little bit more money, so why don't we up the ante for Give, Send, Go and double it to $200 for the next half an hour for everyone that calls in?
That's okay. We'll match that then. I was not expecting this, but I'm game. All right. So these are just for the people coming in now. We'll be doing $200 per.
I was calling it for Give, Send, Go. If you want to do it too, hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'll play whip out, as we used to say at J.J. Foley's back in the day.
You know, I just got back from Vegas, and I was at the blackjack table, and it was double down. So I'm in that mood.
Okay. Christine from the Monadnock Humane Society, you're the first one up on the double down part of the show. Go ahead, Christine.
Oh, thank you so much, Howie and Jacob. Yes, I'm calling on behalf of the Monadnock Humane Society. We're in Swansea, New Hampshire. You know where that is, Howie. Just like Brandon said, we're right next to Keene, Vermont.
I used to go
okay,
to camp
so,
there.
All right, Christine, you're in on it. I guess you deal with the dogs and the cats, right?
Yeah, we have dogs, cats, and smalls. We also take in animals that have been seized by law enforcement. In October, we had 27 dogs came in, and just this month, we had 67 cats and kittens and 3 dogs from the same seizure come in. And these animals
67 cats in one seizure?
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yes. And it
You definitely need to get on Give, Send, Go.
Yes, we should. I'm going to speak to our executive director immediately about that.
Awesome.
I mean, it costs us $2,000 a day just for the 67 cats, kittens, and 3 dogs.
Wow.
All right, Christine, you're in on it. $200 from each of us, the Howie Carr Radio Network and Give, Send, Go. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, thank you very much, Howie. Hey, I want to put a dib in for SharonSerenity.org. They're on Cape Cod, and for no charge, they take people who are in wheelchairs out on the water to watch the birds or go fishing, or just enjoy the sound effects. And it, you know, they hope to make a difference in people's lives and give them that opportunity.
Oh, that's a nice thing. There's nothing better than being out on the water off of Cape Cod when the weather is nice.
Right. That's awesome.
Okay, you're all set, Nick. Thank you. We appreciate it. Sharing Serenity on Cape Cod. Karen, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, Howie, and hi, Jacob. Thank you both for what you do separately and together. This is a great opportunity.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Tell us about your organization.
Well, it's the Governor Bellingham Carey House Association, and it's in Chelsea. We're all volunteer. We've been an official nonprofit since 1914, and it's parts of the house are go back to the 1660s with one of our first governors.
Really? And you're in Chelsea. What do you do in Chelsea? Okay. We'll talk. Thank you. Well, you got it, though, Karen. Thank you. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells, the co-founder and CFO of Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi. Thanks, guys. Mine is Pope Memorial in Dover, New Hampshire. It's a place where they bring all, they took about 3,000 animals last year, and you know how they adopt them out. And like the lady said about the feeding, the feeding is the biggest expense that they have, because they, when they adopt an animal out, it's always neutered and chipped and go home with cat food and or the first vet free. So they do a lot of good work up here.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm always donating to them, and I go over there and play with the cats. My last 4 cats have been adopted from there.
All right. How many cats you got now, Margaret?
Well, I'm getting older, so I'm down to 1 at a time now.
That's about all I can manage at the most.
Thanks, Margaret. You got it. Pope Memorial. Liz, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Liz.
Hi. Thank you, Howie and Jacob. I'm calling on behalf of Greyhound Placement Service of New Hampshire. They place greyhounds for adoption, and they're a wonderful organization. I'm on my fifth greyhound.
Wow, your fifth greyhound. Are there still as many greyhounds coming up for adoption now that they keep shutting down the dog tracks? Most of them are shut down now, the dog tracks.
It's getting harder. It's getting much harder to get them. I know West Virginia is probably one of the only states that are left that has dogs now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
I think the last one here down in Florida just closed. It was owned by the Rooneys. They still have simulcast horse racing, but they don't have any more dog racing. All right, Liz, you've got it. 844-500-4242. Jacob, people are saying we should double up for the first people that we're on. Should we do that?
You know, I'm game if you are.
Okay. Everybody will get 200 this time.
Oh, nice. Incredible.
From us. So everybody, the seven people who were on before we started, before Christine, will get it. Okay.
There we go.
All set. 413, you're right. Very unfair to double now and not retroactively. We took care of it. You're right. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, Howie, I love that you do this every year. I'm with the Boy Scouts of America down on Cape Cod. We do fundraisers to make sure we can send underprivileged Cub Scouts to camp for a week.
Great. Where's the camp?
It's Camp Greeno, right in Yarmouth.
Oh, wow. Okay, Greeno, an old Cape Cod name.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Never okay, Paul, you've got it. All right. Cape Cod and Island Boy Scouts. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. Mine, as
Merry
always,
Christmas.
I missed you last year, Howie. Mine, as always, is the New Bedford Corps, Taylor's area of the Salvation Army. They do good work, and they don't ask questions. They just do good work. Two from you, two from Jacob, two from me. That makes six. Isn't that great?
All right. Well, we're all glad that we can help out, Tom. And thanks for your good work, and thanks for getting back on. We appreciate it. All right, 844-500-4242. So how long does it take to set up a fundraising campaign on Give, Send, Go, Jacob?
We have streamlined the process. It literally can take you less than 10 minutes, maybe even 5 minutes. It all depends on how long you want your story to be. But, yeah, minutes does not take long at all.
Okay, so it's very quick.
Very quick,
and again,
yes.
There are no political litmus tests. There's not going to be any, and there's not going to be anything like with the Canadian truckers where they, right. You bow to, some deep state agency.
No, not at all.
Freeze the account.
Give, Send, Go only bows to one person, and that's the person we're celebrating on Christmas tomorrow. That's it. You know, there is no government that we bow to, and we're going to continue to stand for freedom.
All right. 844-500-4242. Stephen, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Stephen.
Thanks for taking the call. Steve Nagy, Layman's Academy for Ecumenical Studies here in Amherst, Massachusetts. It was formed in 1963. It's all about spreading the word of God among the laymen, because sometimes the ministers and the priests may be overwhelmed, and I think the lay people need to take a more positive role in spreading the good word.
You're spreading the word of God in Amherst, Massachusetts?
Yes, sir.
That sounds like a tough assignment.
A light in a dark place.
Wouldn't it be easier to curse the darkness than light the candle?
It may be.
Well, as we say at Give, Send, Go, shine brightly. You know, that's our tag, shine brightly everywhere.
All right, Stephen, I'm glad you're doing this. This is a good mission, shall we say. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Scotia, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells, co-founder and CFO of Give, Send, Go. Go ahead, Scotia.
Thank you for taking my call, Howie. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
My charity is called the Great Northwoods Center for the Arts. It's about an hour north of Whitefield, New Hampshire, Howie.
My old stomping grounds when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a little art center that could really use a hand. They put on plays for free for kids in the summer, and they book little concerts, and the area needs a boost, so it's good that they're there. But they're trying to do some renovations in their building, so I thought I would do this.
That's good. What time did it get dark up there tonight?
Oh, it got dark. It got dark around 4:30, and it's been snowing and sleeting, and it's just hell, Howie.
Ooh, it stays dark up there all year round.
I think it was probably a little earlier than 4:30 to Scotia. But anyway, we're going to try to bring a little light to the darkness tonight in up there in the Great North Woods. 844-500-4242. And again, if you want to get involved with GiveSendGo, it's a it's a great organization, and there's no political litmus test, and they're not taking a huge cut out of your out of your take.
No platform fee.
I wasn't going to say that. That's up to you to say that. But that's the important. That's a very important thing.
Right.
So okay. So how long have you guys been around?
We actually started in 2015 was when we soft launched, and by the end of 2015 we did our full launch. So it's been, I think, 7-8 years now. It's crazy.
Wow. Great. We got one more segment to go for our annual charity giveaway. So get on board if you can. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice.
Howie Carr. His jolly demeanor only goes so far.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Was that appropriate? 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. This is our last segment of the year. And again, I'd just like to thank everybody, the listeners, the viewers, the readers, the advertisers, the staff, everybody who has been involved with the Howie Carr Radio Network this year. And thank you so much for all you do for us. And we obviously couldn't do it without you, and we appreciate it, and we try to deliver you the best product we can, and hope we've succeeded this year. And just thank you. Merry Christmas to all, and a Happy New Year to all. And Jacob Wells, would you like to say anything from Give, Send, Go?
Well, I would just reiterate everything that you just said, which is so appropriate. At Give, Send, Go, we try to do the best. We've created an incredible platform for you guys to use and raise funds on. And we just want to wish everyone that's used the platform, going to use the platform, a Merry Christmas. Share some hope with people as it's getting a little cold outside. We love to share hope. So thanks for having us on, Howie, and appreciate being here and being able to do this.
We appreciate it. It's good. Well, let's give away a little bit more money here. Phil Taub, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil. What's your group?
Howie, thanks for having me on. So Swim with a Mission, this is a charity my wife Julie and I started just 6 years ago. We've already given away over $8 million to support our veterans.
Wow.
This is all about veterans. Yeah. So we... here's what we do real fast. We bring in a group of about 30 Navy SEALs to New Hampshire every July, and we swim across Newfound Lake. A lot of people come and race. We play paintball with the Navy SEALs. The Navy SEALs put on demonstrations with hostage rescues and things like that, and we raise as much money as we can, and we've been able to support now thousands of veterans get service dogs and art therapy and all the mental health counseling that they need. And I wanted to tell your listeners, Howie, that we are running we're running a quick raffle where we are selling a Super Bowl ring, a New England Patriots 2003 Super Bowl ring, a real one. And folks can just go to our website, swam.org, to buy a raffle ticket. It's $100 a raffle ticket. We've sold 400 already, 600 to go. When they're gone, they're gone. And someone's going to get their own Super Bowl ring, and all the money, every dollar, goes to help our veterans.
Excellent, Phil. And we'll send you some money too. SWAM. Thank you very much. Holly, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells from Give, Send, Go. What do you got, Holly?
Hi, Howie. Hi, Jacob. Thank you so much. I'm with Maine Shelter Rescue here in Maine, but we also cover New Hampshire and Vermont. Any shelter in need will come our way. We have a great group of volunteers that foster in our homes, get to know the shelter, make sure they're all vetted properly, groomed, whatever their needs are, and then we go through applications to find the perfect fit, and we do home visits, the whole nine yards. And
I owned a shelter for 17 years, Holly.
Mm.
How many shelters do you have now up for adoption?
We have a little guy. He's in a foster home. He was a stray. He's not quite ready yet. He's got a little heart issue. Mm-hmm. So currently, right now, we just had an adoption on Sunday. Oh, my gosh, it was fabulous. I was just bursting.
They're great dogs. They're so smart. We got to get some more people.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to get some money to you there, Holly, for the Maine Shelter Rescue. Yeah. Patricia, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob. Go ahead.
Hi, Howie. Love your Hi. Show. Merry
Thank
Christmas
you.
To you
Merry
all.
Christmas.
And my contribution is for Fidelco Guide Dog Foundation, and it's in Bloomfield, Connecticut. And I live in Vermont now. I'm so happy that I can hear Howie Carr in Vermont.
Thank you. Thank
but, you. But Fidelco is great. They've been around for many years, and my family and I raised six dogs that became guides, and these were a few years ago. But anyway, it's a great foundation.
All right, Patricia, you're going to get some money for the group in Connecticut. We're glad. We have a lot of listeners in Connecticut, a lot of listeners in Vermont. We're glad we can give something back to them as well. We'll take everybody who's on the line, but you'll get your $200. Let's take one more. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr and Jacob Wells. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. SLAM T1D is an organization for type 1 diabetes, educating families when they're taking care of their kids, and 24/7 funding, getting them to camps and running wiffle ball tournaments. They own the iconic Little Fenway Wiffle Ball Park up in the Essex area of Vermont.
All right, Tom, you've got
what
it.
We got
There you go. And we'll take care of Nick and Alex as well. And
awesome.
Jacob Wells, thank you so much for being a part of this. And tell people where they can go to get involved with the best crowd fundraising site.
GiveSendGo.com.